Sagt der Mishnah weiter im Sech des Shabbos. Perig Yotes. Mishnah Hey. Now. You know what I would do to understand this Mishnah? You have a calendar? You know what? You don't need a calendar. Can you listen to me? I'm sure you can. Take a piece of paper and make a row of boxes. Make 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 boxes from side to side. And right underneath those 12 boxes, there should be another three rows of boxes, total four rows. In other words, make a chart of boxes with four rows and 12 columns. Okay? Now, look at the first column of boxes. I want you to write Erev Shabbos there. Or Ayin Shin, Ayin Shin, Ayin Shin, Ayin Shin, down the line. On the next column, going to the left, I want you to write Shabbos. Shabbos, 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 Shabbos. Down the line. On the next column, this is the third from the right, going down. I want you to write Rishon. You can write Sunday if you want. Rishon, 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 Rishon. Or Aleph, 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 Aleph. On the next column, this is the fourth one, going from right to left. Right. Monday, or Shani, or Bays. Down the line. Shani, 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 Shani. Okay? Then you can leave the next ones blank. The Tuesday column, the Wednesday column, the Thursday column, the Friday column blank. And we go now to the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th column from the right. We're up to Shabbos again. So on the first, second, third, and fourth row, write Shabbos, 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 Shabbos. Okay? Got it? Good. Wonderful. Now, let's learn our Mishnah. Katan, a baby, Nima L'Shmaina, sometimes has his bris on the eighth day. L'Sisha, sometimes it's pushed off to the ninth. L'Yasara, sometimes to the tenth. L'Yachad Aser, sometimes to the 11th. L'Shneim Aser, sometimes to the 12th. L'Pachis V'L'Yaser, never before or never later. Now, L'Pachis, it's never before, because a bris cannot be performed before the eighth day. It's not a bris. V'L'Yaser means under normal circumstances. I mean, if the baby is not ready for the bris yet, if the baby isn't well, the baby is yellow, it can be pushed off a long time. But we're talking about where the baby is healthy, we have a mile, and everything is set to go. Under normal circumstances, where the problem is only when the baby was born, so you can have a range from either the eighth day, under normal circumstances, to possibly the 12th day. Haketzad. How does this work? Well, kidarkai. Let's say the baby's born on Sunday. So, l'shmaina, 8 days later on Sunday, the bris is on Sunday. Baby's born on Monday, the bris is Monday. So on and so on. Baby's born on Shabbos, bris is next Shabbos. But here's where the problem, or not the problem, but the situation sets in. Noi little bein hashmashais. What if the baby was born bein hashmashais? Bein hashmashais means that time period where the day leaves, the night sets in, somewhere between sunset and when it gets really dark. And we're not quite sure if this is still part of the previous day or it's already the beginning of the new day. It's Bein Hashmashai, Safik Yoim, Safik Laila. So let's say the baby was born here. Now, you see your top row? So you have, going from right to left, you have Erev Shabbos, Shabbos, Rishon Hasheni, between Rishon Hasheni. So maybe you can make a little head of a baby. If you can't make a picture of a head of a baby, make a circle. Okay, here's where the baby was born. Sunday slash Monday. I don't know. It was late Sunday evening. I don't know if it's still called Sunday or it's already Monday. Now, we know that the new day begins at night. But what's called night? There's a period of Bein Hashmashos, which is a suffix in Halacha. And that's when this baby was born. Sunday evening, Bein Hashmashos. So when should the bris be? Should it be next Sunday? And the answer is no. Can't be next Sunday. Because maybe it was already too late in the night and it's considered Monday. It was after the onset of the next day. Then the bris will be a day early. So you know when the bris is going to be? So write Beis, Resh, Yod, Sav in one before the last box. On the top column, it's going to be in one before the last box. Remember, how many boxes do I have over here? I have 12. First one says Friday, the next one says Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, that's where the little baby is, between Sunday and Monday. Okay, so the next boxes are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Sunday's the Bax after Shabbos. Can't make the bris then, because maybe the baby was born Monday. And if you have a choice of too early or too late, it's better late, because too early is no bris at all. So I have no choice. I'm going to make the bris, write the word bris, on one before the last Bax, and that's called 9 days later. So once again, Zok the Mishnah, Noyle l'bein ha-shmoshay, if the baby was born b'ein ha-shmoshay, Sunday slash Monday, Nimo l'tisha, it's going to be possibly 9 days later. I mean, we're not sure. It could be that the baby was born in what's really halachically Monday, so it's 8 days. But it looks like it's 9 days later, because as far as we know, the baby was born Sunday evening and the bris is Monday. Next. Suppose the baby is born b'ein ha-shmoshay shel Erev Shabbos. Let's go now to the second row. And here make the baby between Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. The baby was born just as Shabbos was coming in. Erev Shabbos slash Shabbos, and I'm not sure if it was already Shabbos yet or not. Because the baby was born b'ein ha-shmoshayis of Erev Shabbos. When should I do the bris? Next Friday? Of course not. Maybe the baby was born Shabbos. That'll be too early. Okay, so can I do it on Shabbos? Which would be the ninth day? The answer is no. You can only do a bris on Shabbos when you're absolutely certain that it's the eighth day. And here I'm not sure that it's the eighth day. It could be the eighth day is Friday. So I have to wait until Sunday. So when should you write the word bris? In the Bax that's right after Shabbos. How many days later from when the baby is born? 10 days later. Now again, we're not sure that's 10 days later. Could be it's only 9 days later. Because we're not sure if the baby was born Friday or Shabbos. But it definitely looks like it's 10 days later, because the baby was born, as far as we know, Friday, late Friday, and the bris is not going to be until Sunday, the day after Shabbos. Weiter sagt die Mishnah. Yom Tov li'acher ha-Shabbos. Let's go now to line 3 of your chart. Baby was born Friday slash Shabbos. So make the picture of the baby between Friday and Shabbos. I'm not sure if it was born Friday. I'm not sure if it was born Shabbos. When should I do the bris? Should I do the bris on Friday? No, maybe the baby was born Shabbos. Friday would be too early. Should I do the bris on Shabbos? No, because maybe the baby was born on Friday, and Shabbos would be a day after the real day for the bris, and you can't do a bris on Shabbos unless you know for sure it's the eighth day. Can I do the bris on Sunday? Not in this case, because that Bax, which is after Shabbos, is Yom Tov. Let's say Shavuos is on Sunday, so write Yom Tov. In the third row, after the second column of Shabbos, in other words, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 columns from the right, write the word Yom Tov. Sunday is Yom Tov. I can't do the bris on Yom Tov either. Now, of course, if the eighth day was Yom Tov, you can do the bris on Yom Tov. But when you're not sure, you have to push it off until Sunday. So write the word bris on Sunday. So how many days after the bris is that? It's 11 days afterwards. Because this baby was born Friday evening. Maybe the baby was born on Friday. And I can't do the bris next Friday, which is 8 days later. I can't do it on Shabbos. I can't do it on Yom Tov. So it's only happening what could be 11 days later. Okay, one more. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. What about if you have Shabbos followed by 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? In this case, Nima L'Shneim Asar. The bris is going to be on day number 12. Again, in this case, the baby was born Friday evening, Friday slash Shabbos. But by the next Shabbos, I'm running into a different problem. By the next Shabbos, I have Shabbos followed by 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Remember, in Eretz Yisrael, there's only 1 day Yom Tov, but there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. What do I do now? The baby was born Friday slash Shabbos. Can I have the bris on Friday? No, because maybe the baby was born Shabbos. Can I have the bris on Shabbos? No, because maybe the baby was born Friday. Can I push it off to Sunday? No, that's the first day Rosh Hashanah. Can I push it off to Monday? No, that's the second day Rosh Hashanah. So I can't make the bris till, and this is the bottom Bax on the left side, all the way at the bottom of the chart, I can't make the bris until Tuesday, which is 12 days after Friday, after when it's possible that the baby was born. Now this is all if it's a healthy baby, so the only thing we're looking at is the time. Vayter sof de Mishnah. Katan hachayla. So you have a baby that's not well, the infant is sick. Oh, ain't my alanois, and then we're not going to do the bris. Achi Avriya, until he gets better. Not only that, says the Batanura, but you have to wait a full 7 days after he gets better. So that doesn't apply to all sicknesses. It depends really what the problem was with the baby. But for some sicknesses, not only do you have to wait for the baby to get better, we can't take any chances. You have to wait 7 days until after the baby got better. Okay, So let's see how we're going to chazer over this Mishnah. When does a baby have a bris on the eighth day, if everything is normal? Baby's born Sunday, bris is Sunday. When could a baby possibly have his bris on the ninth day? The baby was born Sunday evening / Monday, ben hashmashos. Maybe the baby was born on Sunday. Could be this baby's only going to have his bris on the ninth day, but I can't take a chance. I can't do it next Sunday because maybe the baby was born when it was already night. When would a baby have his bris 10 days later? If he was born Erev Shabbos / Shabbos. So not only can't they do it on Friday because maybe it was Shabbos, I can't even do it the next Shabbos because I'm not sure it was Shabbos. So I have to wait till Sunday, 10 days later. And when would the bris be 11 days later? If the baby was born Friday / Shabbos. And the next Shabbos is Shabbos followed by Yom Tov. I can't do the bris on Friday because maybe the baby was born on Shabbos. I can't do it on Shabbos because maybe the baby was born on Friday. Remember, it was born Ben HaShemashas, Friday, Shabbos. And I can't even do it on Sunday because Sunday is Yom Tov. So you have to wait 11 days later. And if it wasn't just Yom Tov after Shabbos, but it was Rosh Hashanah after Shabbos, so you have Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Rosh Hashanah, then you have to wait 12 days later, which is until Tuesday. And the last halacha of the Mishnah we learned, that Vadai, this is all if the baby is healthy and the only problem is this man. If the baby is not well, we will not do bris mila until the baby gets better. And with some sicknesses or when the sickness takes over the whole body of the baby, we'll have to wait 7 days after the baby gets better.